Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 8th of December 2018, and this is the 932nd Moll Out Loud podcast. I'm standing... Well, I suppose I'm standing in a cemetery. I was going to say I'm standing just above or slightly above and to the right of the church called Saint-André. It's a very, very ancient church built on an even older church. I think it is here, or maybe there's another chapel a bit further up where the altar is a slab that was used by the Romans for sacrifices. So it's a really, really ancient area. I think actually the slab is in the other little chapel that's in the middle of the woods. But this one was built when the village was here. There was a little village round here before La Bastide became open, was no longer a fortified castle, but became the village. So lots of stories around here. I mean, this was Cathar country for a long time. And I guess there was quite a lot of brutality here, but it feels as if it was initially found as a very peaceful place with the quartz and the pure water, and then sought after. Yesterday, we were able to go into the little chapel next to La Muse, and have a really good look at it, and one of our hosts told us a bit more about it, and just how these little places are really part of the community and have been for so long. They almost feel not Catholic so much as, I'm not sure what the word is. Is it animalistic? It feels more like a place for honouring the source of, well, of water, of sky, of life, than the kind of place that is tied to an external structure. I'm in the cemetery and I am slowly making my way towards a gate, even more slowly than normal, because I thought there was a path up here, and there was for part of the way, but now there isn't, and it's just a slope. So it's at an angle, and I feel very reluctant to walk at an angle with my ankle. And so I'm sidestepping, which is even slower than usual. I'm sidestepping to the gate, and I'm really hoping when I get to the gate that the path will reassert itself. Otherwise, I shall have to just step back the way I came. There's some beautiful little yellow mushrooms. They're probably toadstools. I mean, I wouldn't eat them, and they're a little bit further down. I'm not going to go down and investigate. I'm going to continue on my sideways walk. But this slowness certainly gives me an opportunity to observe the smaller things around me. Can hear It's amazing, there's a road on the other side of the hill that you can't see at all, but you sometimes just see a little Citroën van, and it's almost always a white Citroën van, suddenly kind of wend its way down through the leafless trees. Well, I'm nearly there. It's flattening out a bit. Ooh, there's some chestnuts here. There are a lot of chestnuts that have already been invaded by worms. Yes, that one has. Okay, this looks a bit easier. Oh, I wish I had brought my crutch. What crutch is? I just have to have a look and see what this is doing. It may actually go up to another walk that might be better to come down from. And that's pretty leafy as well. The trouble with the leafy walks is that I can't really see where I'm going. I think I'm just going to have to be really careful. Very slow. Just examine the chestnuts as I go. I might have quite a harvest. One of the things that I'm noticing is that it's my right foot that's been injured. And when my mother used to say your best foot forward, I think it was always my right one. So I'm having to learn, or my left foot is having to learn to be the leader, and so maybe in the long run that will be rather a good thing. You can hear the leaves, wow, they're fantastic, really beautiful. I've been wondering what to do with my cast when I leave here, given that I don't want to go traipsing all over the place with it, and I'm not using it anymore. And I was chatting to someone else and we were talking about turning it into an artwork, maybe painting it gold and calling it the golden calf, or the cast off. So I'm going to have to think a bit about that. It's not very recyclable. One of the reasons I came for this walk was to see, again, if I could get a little bit further towards the next village, where this restaurant is, where it would be nice to have a meal at some point with a couple of the others. And I went, there are several lovely scenic walks to that village. And I just got as far as the beginning of one of the scenic offshoots. And I realised it was too full of sort of possible runnels, and probably not very sensible. So I think I can work towards being able to walk on the main road down to Roquefer. And there are really some rather lovely looking chestnuts that something else has already found lovely. So that's a possibility. It's about 1.5 kilometres. Ooh. Good to be true, really. I was picking up some beautiful looking ones just before, and I realised they weren't chestnuts at all, but conkers. I realised I could actually maybe walk on the grass and then I can see where I'm going. It may not be quite as smooth. Well, it's not smooth. May not be quite as fun. But it may be a little more sensible. I can just get a good angle to get up onto the bank. Yes. Done. Yes, that is a bit better. I started reading a book last night, Michael Frayn's, it's called Spies, and I've read other books by him and I haven't really liked them, but I am enjoying this one, and it's giving me thoughts about the structure of mine, which is great. I mean, I really need something to bounce it off on, and so I decided not to start this podcast until now because I really wanted to ponder it a bit. This walk was really a pondering walk because this is morning and it's my writing time. Well, it's part of my writing time, and so it was a working walk. Focusing walk, I think, not a working walk. It's far too beautiful to be called that. I was really inspired getting onto the grass. I don't know why I thought of it. Isn't it odd how constrained we are by, or I am anyway, by rules? I mean, I'm sure there's no rule not to walk on the grass here, but just that there is a path and therefore I should stick to it. I imagine this wind is interfering a bit with the recording. It was so windy last night that our windows kept flying open. They're not very securely fastened. And the internet disappeared entirely. It's only in a couple of places in the house anyway, but last night it really gave up the ghost, as did the mobile network. But I quite like being cut off some of the time. Okay, I've made it to a tarmac path. So I'm going to go home, and home to the Muse. The Muse feels very like home. Such a lovely place. And gosh, I can recommend it to any writers, artists who are listening to spend some time here. It's magical. And when I get home to the Muse, I'm going to make myself a salad with mush. It's called mush here. It's called Nüsli in Switzerland. And it's a kind of salad ingredient that I can't get in Australia, certainly not in Tasmania, and I think if anywhere, Tasmania would be the place to find it. So I'm going to make myself a huge salad after yesterday's total bread binge. It feels as if today might be a healthy day. I'm still stooping, looking at things. I haven't got Loopy, hasn't joined me today. I don't know whether that's because there's someone else he needs to be accompanying who's strayed further. I'll just take, these chestnuts, they're so sharp. The hedgehog covers are so, so sharp. Oh, hello, Loopy. How funny. He's here with me. Must have been walking behind me. How amazing. Hello, Loopy. Love the way he kind of almost pretends he hasn't noticed you, but yet is definitely there. Hello. Now stopping to see if I'm coming. Hello. Loopy? He's now gone again. Clearly, he thinks I'm on the right path and that I'm able to make it back on my own 1.5 feet. There's one chestnut with its that looked as if it was almost untouched, but I couldn't get it out of its casing. And I've just been trying to put it in my pocket, but it's quite difficult to get it in without stabbing myself. I can see Loopy going up a hill in the distance, turning back again just to see whether I'm coming. I'm really astonished at the kind of sixth sense, or seventh sense, or eighth sense this dog and Filu have. Some kind of sense of where everyone in the village is. He's so elusive too. I wanted to take a picture of him, but he's always sort of gone. But it's almost as if he is a myth dog. Loopy! No, I'm not going to take any notice of such a... what's the word? I can't think of the word. Such a very ordinary kind of call. Loopy. 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 Yuppie. Yuppie. Such a lovely dog you are. Oh look, there's that sign. Hello. Hello. I still really love what it says. It's something about it's paralysing the circulation. I'm gonna have to find it. There. Oh, Loopy. Where do you think I'm going to go? Sniffing the air. Yes, I think we're going that way too. Yes. Hello. Ooh, what a wind. Somebody else was just coming out of a house, so he needed to just go and investigate. Well, I hope you're having a good day, that you're able to go for a pondering, walking, inspirational moment to engage with your most important thing, or to just be open to whatever's most important in the second. It can be just sidestepping slowly across a hill, or chatting to a dog, or pondering about your big work if you've got one, just enjoying the gale on your cheeks and the water. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again soon.